This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles Thursday night. The high-profile debate, hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico, saw the candidates weighing in on President Trump's impeachment, which now heads to the Senate for trial. During the debate, Senator Elizabeth Warren offered her colleagues some advice.
And everyone now in the Senate who's taken a constitutional oath to uphold our Constitution, and that doesn't mean loyalty to an individual, it doesn't mean to our country.
One reason the debate was held in California is because the solidly Democratic state has gained significance due to its primary election date being moved up by 3 months. With the 495 delegates at stake, California will play a bigger role in determining who will represent the Democratic Party and challenging Trump next November. President Trump downplaying Wednesday night's historic vote to impeach him. We get more on the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she filed a start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canada's Minister of Health is proposing to ban promotion and advertising of vaping products in public spaces in an effort to curb youth use of the e-cigarettes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a speech written by himself and delivered in Parliament by Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled his plans to end the Brexit deadlock. Karen Chalmers reports from London.